This is Dr. Brass Stocks. Today, the 23rd of January, 2020. We're in with you until 2 p.m. With me is Mrs. Michelle Brathwaite. You can call us at 434-1790 or you can WhatsApp 266-IVOB. That would be 4862. We do have a number of WhatsApps to read and we have a few callers, so let us go to our phone lines. You're on the air. Good morning. Good afternoon, actually. It is now 12 minutes after 12 p.m. You're on the air.
Peace be unto you in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Right back to you, sir.
Thank you so much. My name is Brevington Lewis, and I want to say something this morning first. Mm-hmm. I plan to, if it be God's will, mm-hmm. I plan to have a lot of interaction with you throughout the year.
Okay.
That is if God spare my life.
Okay.
Now, I want to say something first to get the listeners acquainted, because they might hear me speak, but they don't really follow what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
When I come on the radio, I say, peace in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Some people respond and some people don't respond. Even if I go to places, I walk in a building, I say, peace in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Nobody responds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I say peace in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I mean, it is completely different for even people who say that they're Christians. And eventually, they will say good morning, good evening, good night. That's the conventional way for them.
Mm-hmm.
But it is instructed that Jesus said, whichever house you go to, say peace be unto this house.
Yes, and if it's not received.
It is an instruction. It is my way, mm-hmm. or that I design it, or whatnot. You'll find it there right written in the Bible. And he said, if peace is there,
mm-hmm.
you can abide there. Mm-hmm. Eat and drink. But if you find that peace is not there, just leave the house and brush the dust off your feet and go your way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't offend nobody, nor don't get vexed. Sometimes I answer people and people say, I say, peace in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Peace of what? We want peace of what? I make laugh and sport and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want people to be conscious and aware that when I say peace be unto you in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I am not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because it is the power unto salvation of those who believe in what he instructs us to do. And therefore, I want that when it is heard,
mm-hmm.
I shouldn't be scorned or looked at or anything like that. What do you say?
There are different ways. You're being overt. There are ways of being, of sharing peace and speaking peace. You can do it covertly as well. But your way is your way, and
no, that's
that
not
is
my
the way.
Way, ma'am. I said I am instructed by the Bible. It's not my way. Mm-hmm. I'm a Jesus person, so I am instructed according to the Bible. It is written, this is what I should do.
Right.
So it's not my way.
And you have other instructions?
Pardon me?
What are the other instructions that you follow?
Oh, I try to follow... I can't just name them. I follow all the there are millions of instructions.
Right, that's right. So you shared one, and I'm asking you if you have any others that you follow unapologetically and covertly
of course,
you want to share with me now.
Well, you see, I can, even if I go back to Genesis chapter 1, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can go there and I can say that when about the creation. It is written.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says that God created the world, and there were two lights. He gave two great lights in the earth, one to control the day and one to control the night.
Mm-hmm.
And there was darkness and there's light. And he said the evening and the morning are the same day.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, I believe that the day begins at the evening time.
I didn't ask you what you believe. I asked you what's the next.
You asked me, hold on.
What's the next?
You asked me if there's any other instruction.
Right.
But listen to me, what I say about instruction. Mm-hmm. I am saying that it is instructed what God has done. And I want to say that I accept that he created the night first and the mm-hmm. day after.
Mm-hmm.
And it is proven, written in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And I call it an instruction. So I pray every evening. I pray every evening at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Or when it will be evening. Okay? Okay. I say 6 o'clock for people, but they would have to be educated in the time because man changed the time. Okay. But the time was not always so.
Okay.
And that is what makes people so difficult to understand the Bible. Because Jesus talked about the time. And even if you go to Matthew 20, you will see it there that Jesus said, a Lord sent out some people to work at the first hour, the third hour, and the 11th hour.
Mm-hmm.
But according to this time, who will send out somebody to work at the first hour, the third hour, or even the 11th hour? Because in that time, the 11th hour was not what you now have as the 11th hour.
Mm-hmm.
But because man don't want people to know and understand about God's creation, they eventually accept what man has done and change all sorts of things. And they don't follow what is written in the Bible. So if you... I know that you might, I don't know how you will respond to me with that, but it is written, not my way.
I thought you would have taken the wonderful opportunity to share with me one or two of the other things that you have as instructions that you follow.
That is one of the other things.
But as you said, as you said,
why do you want me to pick out particularly?
As you said, you're going to look forward for the rest of the year. As you said, we're going to have some lovely engagements throughout the rest of the year, and I look forward to those other engagements.
But you have not responded yet to what I said about the other instruction that I just spoke to you about.
I would encourage you to continue to serve and love God.
You haven't answered me.
And to walk.
You are evading what I have said to you.
I am
not this morning contending with you.
No, we're not contending.
It is in love that I called you.
Right, and it is in love that I respond to you.
Somebody there has tried to run me off.
No,
radio.
I'm not running
but
you.
But I don't speak according to what man say. I speak according to what is written. So if you agree or don't agree, you are still free to say
it's not about agreement, sir. And that's the one that challenges too many people who bring Christian discussions to be about what somebody thinks and what somebody doesn't think and what perspective. It's not about that. I was just simply asking you what else, as well as greeting people in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and what else in relation to speaking peace, what else are you also living by? And you opted to go up to Genesis to talk about the creation. So I wouldn't go any further on it, but I'm sure we're going to have some other discussions down the road where we can talk as you see fit. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes. I am not sure that I have spoken with you before. I'm not a newcomer here, mm-hmm. but I don't think I've spoken with you before. The name here, however, is John Kettleman.
Yeah, we spoke in 2017.
I beg your pardon?
We spoke in 2017. You were one of my very first callers back then.
Oh, goodness me. What a wonderful memory you've got. Okay.
You introduced yourself the same way.
The fellow contributor, the one just before me.
Mm-hmm.
And hearing that person saying that whenever they go to a home, what salutation they left.
Mm-hmm.
I have no quarrels with that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to point out here is, and permit me to ask you a question on which I can base my reasoning. If you went to a Rastafarian community to live, and you were not of that faith, but you were now living in that neighborhood, mm-hmm. would you open a business selling pork chops?
Probably not, as human, we call them. Human social norms dictate that you don't fly in the face of certain people's.
So okay, some people don't believe certain things. That's not a question to test your skill. It is one for reasoning, because we know it is accepted that they are not that sort of people who relish that sort of meat.
Yeah, most
so
of
therefore, as a business person, I don't think you would do that.
After after your market research, you would probably go in a space and place.
But it would be economically sensible to do that, because you open a business because you want to get a little profit from it. And if you are selling something to people who don't buy your commodity, it wouldn't make sense to sell it in the first place, or to open a business to make money from it. Anyhow, that's just a premise on which I want to say, if you went into a Muslim community, mm-hmm. what sense would it make to really go in there and say, peace be unto you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior? It wouldn't make sense. I know you mean it well, because you are from Christendom. You're from a Christian society where that is advisable. But you don't take that a Muslim community, mm-hmm. because it wouldn't be valuable there. What is the idea of your going to the Sahara Desert and making sure that you've got a couple of bungs in your pocket? Bungs have been deployed, perhaps, but certainly not bungs sterling. So one has got to reason out what they're going to do. You see, a whole lot of people in this society speak of Christianity so well and so good. I commend you, so do I, because I am from this community. But remember that there are other people who have got their religion, and they are just as ardent there as we are with our Christianity. And the thing is, their religion was established long before ours. So please don't bash the fellow because he does not accept Jesus as the Son of God. Do you accept Muhammad as the person through whom you should access Allah? You don't. Nobody's angry with you for that. So let's remember that religion is in itself a commodity, a unit. Some of us are attached to it, and some of us are attached to another religion.
Okay.
Neither one of us happen to be any worse or better than the other. It is just a belief and a conviction which we all have, and we bear fruit that is accessible on the particular tree. A mango will not grow mm-hmm. on a cherry tree. Neither will the cherry tree grow on the mango tree. But they're both botanical objects that is fit for food. My contribution.
Well, mind you, don't go anywhere. I love mangoes, by the way. But are you going to engage me?
Yes, of course. I'd be willing.
Right. There are times when people have to be fierce in their perspective, and there are times when people need to be wise and just know that there are differences. And I find that everyone doesn't have that skill to manage, similar to what you said, everyone doesn't have the skill to say, okay, well, I am in a, as you use, a Muslim community, or I am in a different type of community. And it's not even necessarily limited to religion. It's just normal life, you know. Like some children, I heard this little boy who speaks very well. And I was at a match one day, and I was in the pavilion. And I said, I know this child. He was looking like 14, so I would have known him when he was a little younger. And he was there hanging out with his friends and carrying on and having a blast. When I went up to him and I said to him, is your name XYZ? Are you such and such child? And he said yes. He looked at me in shock, having spoken the way he did with his friends. And then shortly thereafter, I saw him speaking very well, very proper. I don't know if he was conscious that, okay, this is probably one of my mother's friends or my father's friends, so I can't continue like this. And he responded differently. And it said to me that clearly he knows how to, he's a chameleon, not in a bad way. Mm-hmm. He was hanging out with his friends and he was responding accordingly. And then shortly after that, he then started to, speak very proper for whatever reason. So, but he knows where and when, when you're hanging out with your friends, you can use a little bit more Beijing and whatever. And I don't think that it takes away from, if we take it back down to Christianity, I don't think it takes away from you being your true self if you know how to operate in the society that you're in. But some people believe that you must be unapologetic at all times. They think that we need to be wise and we need to be harmless. And we need to be able to manage those spaces and places that we go if we are part of the community. Are you with me?
Mentioned the stratification. That is why I came to assist you in putting it there with more clarity. Mm-hmm. Because we are not, either of us, wrong.
Right. We just have different ways.
But we have from our primary socialization, we have become whom we are.
Mm-hmm. Agree. Fully agree. I hear a little bit of music, which tells me that we are going to go to the lunchtime latest on Starcom Network News, and then we'll be back and go until 2 p.m. Thanks so much, Mr. Goddard, for calling and sharing your viewpoint. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Down to Brass Tacks. Remember, we go until 2 p.m. today. I just have three WhatsAppers I'm going to share with you. Quickly, one person is calling for MTW to take a look at the road by Oldbury, the corner, where there is a hump in the road and there are many accidents there, one of which took place last month. And the person said someone lost their life there last year. And another WhatsApper mentions that the growth in the economy hasn't happened as yet. Yes, the finances are improving, but the economy is still challenged. And they go on to mention unemployment having risen and no marked investments as yet. So again, we're still hoping and waiting for things to improve, for the fundamentals, all of the fundamentals to start to improve. So that's a yes there. And the foreign reserves are not enough to go by to rate the economy as yet. Another person mentions the roads and the gutters. The government is doing a good job on that, but the grass alongside the road needs to be fixed. That's awful. Please get it fixed. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hey, Mr. Kelmanger.
Sorry?
Is John Kelman, I was talking to you just now?
Yes, he was talking to us just before the news.
Oh boy. He's a master at the language.
He's very gifted, yes.
Yeah. He was, I think he said he was a social worker or something like that.
Isn't he a teacher? I thought he's a teacher. Still is a teacher.
He's a teacher?
Yes.
Oh. He is so explicit and, I mean, you can understand.
Articulate.
Yeah. He is a real gift. Also, I compare him to David Ellis. He's very good with you. The words and finding the right word for the right
time,
right expression. I think that that was missing today. The younger folks, instead of being able, this is not a criticism, right? Maybe they have not been taught how to express themselves. So it comes over in anger, mm-hmm. because sometimes they can't put over their feelings, and sometimes they may not be given the opportunity to put over their feelings instead of people jumping on them and so on, right?
Mm-hmm.
When he was speaking, I listened intently to what he was saying. And mm-hmm. he said he's also a Christian, so that was interesting. He has the different sides and so on, rather than being one-sided,
Mm-hmm.
And the gentleman who spoke about it, he says, he always said peace be on you in Jesus' name.
Oh, the guy prior to him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all he has to do, he could continue to do what he's doing, but don't expect everybody to appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get angry, because then his peace will be taken away.
That's a very good point. Because everyone is not going to be in your corner. There are times when, even for example, if you put yourself in the position of the, when new policies being brought, what we get in the public in the final analysis is not what it starts with. Sometimes there's a fundamental disagreement at the level of the policymakers, where one minister represented, but yes, he represents a ministry, but they may have a particular perspective. And it takes a while before there's that smoothing of sides or the mending of fences, because some people can come to some real poor positions based on perspectives.
I love to hear Mr. Kalman. Every time he calls, I love to hear him, because he's not like one-sided. He hits the nail on the head, things like that. And I was wondering, how old is he?
Mr. John Kalman? From my, if I shudder, I guess he'll get into trouble. But he sounds experienced. He sounds as though he's been around.
When Joseph took his father to meet Pharaoh, and he walked in, the first thing Pharaoh asked him, "How old are you?"
Mm-hmm.
I think his presentation, his confidence, all that. Although he was an old man, I think Pharaoh saw something in him, you know.
Who was the person Pharaoh was speaking to?
Joseph took his father Jacob.
Mm-hmm. To meet Pharaoh.
Into Egypt. The person Pharaoh asked was, "How old are you?"
Meaning the father?
Jacob. And I was wondering if Mr. Cameron thought of, if he's a teacher or was a social worker or whatever it was, he can probably call and say if he was thought of writing a book. But the things that I've heard him explain, and like even for now, as I was saying, how are young people, like, they find it difficult to express themselves and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And people are saying, like, the news I just heard just now about lyric sound.
Mm-hmm.
I think words are powerful. Words, God actually made the word. He speak the world into being.
Mm-hmm.
God's put the world into being. If you're not speaking positive, you're not going to get positive. If you're speaking negative, you will get negative.
So you had a chance to hear this song?
I heard a little bit of it, and what I heard is very disappointing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the producers, you know, they're making, they say it is art and different things, but as a young man who is, I can't remember his name, was in charge of some youth organization, was saying at this time it's very inappropriate, because they're now trying to get the youth to on board to live better lives, see positive things. And with a song like that, I don't see it being positive in any bit. And these are the days where people, as the word of God said, people will call good bad and bad good.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, yes, we can be hypocrite, but if because it's hypocrisy, doesn't mean that evil must go on. It has to be, you know, we have to put a stop to it at some point in time. And I think he is so gifted that he could do much better. He can do much better than that. I was in the minibus, and this raucous song was playing, and it was packed with school children, mainly girls, and from the little ones that it was a new terminal beginning, and from the little ones that had on their overalls to the ones in skirt and bodice, was singing and rocking. They had the bus rocking from side to side to this terrible song. And I'm saying, what do these young girls expect? How do they expect men to treat them if they accept these songs? But then again, if they don't have all the people to tell them, no, that song is for you or whatever, what's going to happen? They will accept it, right? So where's the parcel? The song is not for now. You're gifted. You can do much better than this. People expect your music. You are a full vision. You can do much better. And Mr. Kelman, I'm hoping to hear.
So I have two responses. One, he's actually John Kelman, and he was a social worker, and he's now retired.
Right.
When he was going offline, I said, goodbye, Mr. Goddard. So it is probably me that made the, you know, the mix up. Thinking that it was somebody else.
But you tell me about it, I don't hear many, even like pastors or priests and things calling. Mm-hmm. One time, I think it was Father Paul, he was calling sometimes. That's
yes.
I said something or whatever, but no, yeah. You don't hear anything from how you learned people and who understand human nature and things like that. Mm-hmm. I think we need more of those persons to call in sometimes. And, you know, we can hear something from them.
And lend a perspective. We do have a lot of people who have a lot to offer. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was telling Miss Kelman earlier. Hope I called your last name the right thing, Sandy. that we have too many people who sit on the sidelines and complain, but they don't make a contribution. So if you think that you have so much to offer and there are too many repeat callers and you're tired of hearing them, just call then and add to the program if you think the program needs a little bit more. But we have too many people who sit on the sidelines and look on and they say the school ain't doing this or the school ain't doing that, but yet they don't pick up. Or they say the government ain't doing this or the government isn't doing that. And they continue with this observation or this spectator perspective, but they themselves don't get involved. Do something if you think that it needs changing, fix it or assist in fixing it. Yes, of course, you can't do everything, but too many people sit on the sidelines. And you, as you're saying, there are too many Barbadians who have had experiences, who can lend something to share, who have good perspectives. They should call.
Yeah.
I agree with you
there,
for sure.
If you want to see this country better, I want to see this country better, not only for myself and my children and grands, but for everybody. It is such a beautiful country. When you go overseas, then you realize, 6 months, whatever, then you realize, wait, but let me get that on, though. You know, it's like...
you suffer from...
everything is so, like, different. And
Barbados is a special place.
Let's take care. Mr. Kelman, I hope you read a book. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. This is Dalton Brastak's Good Afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Could you kindly turn your radio down?
You know, I didn't know that I was on. Right, let me move from close to the radio. Hi.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Lisa.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hi. I'm calling from New York. And I actually just made the call, so that's why we had a little hiccup. Let me just weigh in a little bit on the whole saga relative to this. Let me put it in my Bajan terms. I knew you were by the Bajan. This ridiculous offering by a person whom I thought should know better. Let me say this. To whom much is given, much is expected. On this very Brass Tacks program, a former moderator who is now the head of, or he was then too, the head of News and Current Affairs, Stetson Babb, referred to Little Rick as a genius. I bought into it, and I agree with it. He's talented. He's gifted. And you would expect that money cannot be the everything. To, you know, all that is required cannot be money. I have a serious problem when a person who is rated so highly in society can permit himself to be, you know, to step down to this level. I was at a party here in New York, and that boat ride music began, and my wife and I immediately got up and walked out. I'm saying to Little Rick, you are too talented. So much is expected.
I thought the boat ride was red plastic bag.
No. I'm saying that's the, I don't want to name the boat that mule is played on. I've never gone
on
the boat, but I know about it. That's why I said boat ride. Mm-hmm. The boat ride, or the boat rides mm-hmm. that attract that element that brought about the demise of that young and gifted individual who was only working a side hustle as a bouncer.
Okay.
I'm talking about that's the type of music, all right, that's played on the boat rides. I was at a party in Brooklyn, and that music started, and my wife and I immediately got up and left, because a man is known by the company he keeps, and I did not want to be associated with that type of behavior. I think that it is an error in judgment on Rick's part. He's gifted, he's talented, he came from humble beginnings, and yeah, we all love him. But when you look at what goes on the minibuses that play similar music, when you look at the persons, you know, the little children with the vulnerable minds that ride these buses and are bombarded with this nonsense, you would think that Rick would have made a better decision. Yeah, there's money to be made, but you're not going to make it so. I'm sorry. And I fall firmly in the corner of everybody that cries shame on this nonsense. It has to stop. It has no place in our society. Rick, you are too gifted. You are too talented. You have given us so much. And I'm saying to you, when we expect, we have risen to a level that we expect better of you. And that's all I want to say. Lisa, thank you so very kindly for entertaining me. And I wish that they would pull that stupidness off, you know, from, it doesn't play on your radio. I understand that. But we really have to change our stance. We're losing our little children. We really are. They're vulnerable. And we're losing them. And we can't have our ambassadors, or whom we choose as ambassadors, walking in that direction. I got a problem with that here. Thanks very kindly.
Thank you so much for sharing with us and from calling all the way from New York City to Barbados. This is Dr. Brastax. We have another caller. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Lisa. Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. And to you and yours.
Thank you. On the comment now with Lil Rick, I want to go touch another artist, a spoken artist, Adrian Green.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching the Errol Barrows Day at St. Lucie.
Yes.
And I know you are a lady that knows the Word of God. And in Psalms 139:14, it says, I will praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Now, he proceeded with a poem, and like Lil Rick, he's a very talented guy. And he's going through, and I suspect, that his poetry is supposed to inspire black people. And then he says that the girls, they want to look like Celine Dion, rather than embrace, quote-unquote, the nigger knots. Now, I mean, when you take me from, you're saying that Celine Dion's hair, I'm trying to mimic her hair, and then I don't want to embrace nigger knots. Why would he call it nigger knots? Why not Nubian hair? Why not kinky hair? All people, whether black, white, Indian, and they don't groom themselves, they will look untidy. And we, like any other race, we have to groom ourselves. There's all kinds of products out there to make our hair look beautiful. I'm not against anyone straightening their hair. I'm not against anyone wearing weaves. But the point is that if you wear your natural hair and then you're going to tell me they have nigger knots, and he used the term nigger.
Okay.
You get where I'm coming from?
Mm-hmm.
I found it a very disappointing line within his argument. And I find that a lot of these so-called Pan-Africanist people, they somehow reject anything to do with the Word of God, anything to do with God. Somehow that kind of relegates you to being dumb or whatever. And I had a little exposure to some information where it says that a lot of the features in the different races, the blacks, the Indians, the whites, it was adaptation. Some people call it evolution. I prefer adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
So you will find that the Sudanese were a little darker because where they are, the sun is a little hotter. And while we know that there were some people who would have used the Word of God, the Bible says handling the Word of God deceitfully to condone slavery and to embrace it, there were the same, on the other hand, there were people like the Quakers, there was James Stephen, there were the Methodists, and there were a lot of religious movements who campaigned for the abolition of slavery. So I think our artists, they need to be mindful of what they're putting out there, and I would like to embrace all the other colors, including the gentleman who spoke before me about the matter of these artists just getting out there and just loosely, you know, singing all types of stuff that is influencing the young people. And if they don't have anything else to fill that void, then we are looking for a society that is filled with all kinds of confusion. Mm. I don't know what you think.
I think two things. I also listen to Adrian Green, and he's an artist that I particularly like. Honestly, the word nigger knots, I heard the reference. You mentioned two terms. One was nigger knots. The other one was something to do with African something. And it didn't prick me. And there are things that persons will say. Every artist is not going to sing or speak a piece that we like. I thought the content of the story was good because it asked a question about the mirror image, etc. But as you're saying, there must be a certain deliberate action on the part of artists to communicate that which is, I won't just say Irie, because he's more than just an Irie artist. He's a conscious artist. I really have a lot of admiration for him, actually. I read his writings on Sundays as well. He writes, I don't know if you read his writings on Sundays.
I write them.
He speaks on a range of other topics. I like to. So I while I don't like the word nigger,
and I don't like the word knots, because there's all kind of products. I remember
there are curls. There are curls. They're not knots, but
exactly.
because we've been socialized to call them
exactly.
Knotty hair.
I need the challenge
because
that
it knots
girls.
Quicker.
But you know what I'm saying? We black girls, we have a challenge with our hair. There's so many people. It's the weave, it's the synthetic, the weave on. And I have no problem with people doing that. But when a woman embraces her natural hair, so people look at her like, you know.
Yeah, you're looked down on in society.
Yes.
I wore that style for 3 years when I was in the corporate world. And I was conscious of what people thought. I had no interest, care, or you know... I had the temerity to wear my own hair, and it was mine, and I had no problem with what anybody else thought.
Yeah.
But after a while, the management of it as well became too challenging. So I resorted to some chemicals. But there is that other side, and I was sharing. We were watching a program recently. My husband mentioned to me someone who's a well-known. Afro-American presenter, and I said to him, this is not 2020. And I went to live on that person's page and showed him something from 2020. The pant size was much smaller than the pant size of, and I said to him, that's a good 10, 20 years ago. If you look at those people's hair, and I must say, I looked in the audience and there were so many women who were wearing their own hair in different ways.
Yeah.
In 2020 now, there are far more women who are wearing other people's hair.
Yeah.
So I was just using that as an example of telling the difference in times.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we go 50 years prior, many women wore an afro with pride.
Yeah.
And even more than 50, because we're talking 70s. So around there. And they enjoyed it. So not that we are bashing, but people have different styles. And I agree with you. We must choose our words carefully, especially when we are persons who are looked on and looked up to by many others.
But I just wanted to bring that in context, because people would pick on Lil Rick, but it's all these little things you gotta see, because there are young girls out there, and we come up hearing, and when I say we, I don't know if you are included, you got bad hair. She got good hair, you got bad hair, because somehow you have African-oriented hair, you know.
I called mine plantation grade for many years.
Oh.
I still call it plantation grade without... Grade.
Yeah, without, well, I call my hands plantation hands.
Without trying to be derogatory, but you identify with me.
I call my hands plantation hands because they're not the softest.
I don't know if you're familiar with the whole point on, what's it called? Well, you know the terms. There's this, I don't know why it is termed in this, but there's 4C, 4A, 4B. For A, for B, and for C, right.
I find that even cosmetologists, like I said, because over here, we can do such varieties with our hair. I mean, to me, that is an asset.
It's an asset, but trust me, mm-hmm. we have years of
conditioning.
Lovely yeah. word. Lovely choice of word. Thank you for that. We have years of conditioning where we do not even appreciate our skin color.
That's right.
And sometimes you go in the sun a little too long and your parents will tell you, what are you standing in the sun so long for? Because you're coming back out a little too dark. Mm-hmm. And that, my friend, is a reality. Whereas a child needs the vitamin D.
Yeah.
But we, because we we would prefer to be a little lighter.
I think like you said, black people have this aversion to the sun. I mean,
because it burns your skin. Personally, I don't like to get burnt by the sun. It offends my skin, and I don't know if this is a different type of scenario. Where I remember when my son was a little younger, the moment he spent 10 minutes in the sun, his face would turn red. Not darker, but it would turn red because of his skin color.
Right.
But the sun does something to him, and he gets burnt pretty quickly. But different people have different things. But I would encourage people is to be more conscious of who they are, love themselves, and just live life. Yeah. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for your contribution today. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. Right, this is Granville Phillips calling.
Hi, welcome to the program. How are you doing?
Yes, not too bad. Thought I would just call to talk about the Integrity in Public Life Act that's mm-hmm. supposed to be coming.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I see in a few days ago, ICAB, the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Barbados, and
yes.
the Barbados National Business Association, they are clamoring for the government to speedily...
Hurry up.
And I heard it debating yes. in the House, and I was very, very surprised
mm-hmm.
How fast they ran through it. There's supposed to be three readings, because no act is perfect, no bill is perfect.
Yeah.
So in their wisdom, our framers of our Constitution and the rules of the House decided that you must read it three times. Even when I'm sending out correspondence, usually I send out the seventh draft because I want it to go out as perfect as possible with no mistakes
mm-hmm.
or minimize the mistakes that may be there. But I don't even think they read it. They simply, you know, talked about various things.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, all right, I beg this be read a second time. And they said, well, they voted on it, and he said, I think the ayes have it. And then right away, within a few seconds, he said, all right, I now beg that they read it. It be read a third time.
Mm-hmm.
And then quickly, they said, yes, the ayes have it, and therefore that's the end.
And they didn't read it?
Yeah, of course not.
No time. 3 seconds.
Right, so especially because the Integrity in Public Life Bill, as it's written, when you go to the Parliament website and you download the Act, you can actually read it, and it essentially legalizes bribery in Barbados.
What?
It's shocking. Of course, what? Of course, you will say what? And anyone will say what? This makes no sense. But it's right there in black and white. That's why I'm saying that they need to read it. There is a section there.
Mm-hmm. You're going to email it to me, right?
Yeah, you can go and download it.
You should go and download it off your Parliament
website.
Yeah, you can
website. Download it there. It's mm-hmm. there. But if you look at section 65.4,
mm-hmm.
Essentially, after a person in public life has accumulated as much bribes as they can and they retire, 2 years later, here's what it says, 65.4, an inquiry or investigation shall not be commenced after 2 years from the date on which the person involved ceased to be a public official.
Okay.
There's not the only place where that says. It's also there in 32.5. So there are glaring loopholes for guilty persons. And the law doesn't only... the law... It essentially protects the guilty, because after 2 years you've gotten away. After 2 years you can keep all and live a comfortable life in retirement.
Mm-hmm.
When this first thing first came out, I wrote my concerns about all the glaring loopholes for guilty persons, and also the areas where it goes after the innocent persons unnecessarily. I presented it at the Select Joint Committee of the House and the Senate. And I'm so surprised to see that the loopholes remain. Mm-hmm. And now we have these two organizations pushing the government to quickly get it enacted with the loopholes.